What up, party people? It is your boy, Roddy Perry. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, actually, is what the official name of this day is. It is 4:41 a.m., 4th of July. Got some friends and family coming by the crib today, and I said, you know what? Let me get a jump on this barbecue and start cooking. So I'm about 3 hours in right now. Started around midnight. Almost 4 hours in. Started around midnight. My fire is way too hot. Got an issue with my grill. My thing at the bottom of the grill that closes to regulate the heat, it's not closing. So I had to kind of jimmy rig it a little bit, put some foil down there just to cool it down. And I probably put way too many coals in. But anyway, Independence. The 4th of July Independence marks our dependence from Britain, the United States. I say our loosely because as an African-American, we wouldn't enjoy our independence for shit almost 100 years. So, and that thing is still in question today. So, but I digress. It is a celebration, and today we will celebrate friends and family and things of that nature and such. I had a talk with my friend today, Miss Monique. And I said, Monique, what do you want me to tell the people? She said, you tell them that I'm out here on the Underground Railroad if y'all looking for them. We talked about the situation she's been going through. And as I listened to my friend, I couldn't be more impressed with her. Because at the face of the world, she's standing there brave and speaking her truth. Whether you like it or not, she's speaking her truth. So I would wish on all of you the strength of a Monique. The strength to do in the face of everyone saying you shouldn't do, to do it, whatever it is. So ask yourself, could you be brave in the face of the world? Could you take an unpopular stance for your principles? I venture to say no. I don't know if I could. I mean, outside of protecting your family and your kids, could you take a philosophical stance that may or may not directly benefit you? Wow. I don't know if I could. Can you? To me, she's absolutely the bravest woman of our time. In an era of women standing up, you know, and speaking their truth with Me Too, to have her speak her truth and nobody get it. Like, the reason there could even be a Me Too is because no one was brave enough to tell. Guess what you do when you don't tell? You empower the person causing the problem. People tend to not do shit when they think it has consequences. Somebody said, well, nobody's going to tell Monique nothing in confidence. Well, you shouldn't, because God damn it, she going to tell it. If you're not being straight, you're not being forthright, she's going to tell it. Some people say, well, who do you tell? Shit, I don't know. Tell the world. I mean, that's one of the benefits of living in this world we live in now, is that you don't have to wait to go through channels. There is no chain of command. The internet is at your fingertips. You can tell the world whatever. So I ask you, if faced with the entire world looking at you going, what the fuck are you talking about? Could you stand pat on your convictions? I don't know if I could. Can you? Yeah. Hey, y'all, this is your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuned into the podcast. When I go live, I go live. When I don't, I don't. How about that? Hey, thanks for listening. Till next time.